In yesterday's Shir Tanya, the Rebbe explained, the Alter Rebbe explained how the connection, the yichud, the oneness between God and His attributes is a matter of faith. We have to believe that it is so, and that it has to be so, but how it is, we can't understand. We have to accept it in a munah. It's a level, aspect of faith. Perek Yud, today's Shir, for the 4th of Tammuz, on page 330, the beginning of chapter 10, the Alter Rebbe says that in spite of this, in Kabbalah there's an attempt to bring it closer to Seichel and to understand a little bit the nature of this yichud, of this oneness between God and His attributes. Perek Yud. Ach mikol mokeim hoyu v'dibro teire keloshim b'nei adam v'sachech eseizem. Since the Torah speaks in the language of man, in order to satisfy the ear, so that the ear can absorb it, can relate to it, at least to some degree, mashi yechela lishmeya is lekach niten reshus lekach mehaemes. That's why in Kabbalah we have permission. The sages of Kabbalah have permission ledaber b'svideis b'derech moshul, in order to bring it closer to understanding. They speak of the svideis, of the divine attributes, with a moshul, the kadu eson, and they call, the sages of Kabbalah, they call the divine attributes oides. They refer to it as lights. Kedei shal yedei ha-moshul hazeh yuvan lanu ktas inyan ha-yichud shal ha-kadosh baruch hu umideisav. Because by calling it light, by comparing it to light, it helps us understand a little bit the oneness of God and His attributes. Shehu b'derech moshul, and the example, the analogy is ke'ein yichud eir ha-shemesh b'teich guf kadur ha-shemesh. Im guf ha-shemesh, by calling it light, it helps us understand the oneness, because we can then compare it to the relationship between light of the sun with the sun itself. However, here we're talking about the sun in its purpose and in its function as the luminary. Shenikra Mo'ed, the sun is described as the Mo'ed, the luminary. Kameshakosav, as it says in the Torah, it's HaMo'ed HaGodl. The sun is described in Torah as the great luminary, which means that the purpose of the sun is to illuminate. And the rays that spread, that extend from the sun and illuminate, is nikra eir, that's called light. So the relationship between the sun and its light, when we take into consideration the fact that the sun's whole purpose, according to its creator, its purpose is to illuminate, so the luminary and the illumination are not mutually exclusive. On the contrary, the whole function and the whole purpose of light is to reveal its luminary. And the whole purpose of a luminary is to illuminate and give off light. And therefore, we're not talking here about the bittul of the light within its source. We're talking about the yichud, the oneness of the light with its luminary. So sometimes we use the sun and its rays as an example for bittul, that when the light of the sun are within the sun, they don't exist at all. There are no rays there. There's only the sun itself. That's when we're talking about the sun as an existence and light as an existence. But when you talk about its purpose, when the sun takes on the purpose or is given the purpose of illuminating, then the relationship between the sun and its light is a much more intimate one. And so we wouldn't say that the light of the sun is bottle within the luminary. Bottle means that what it would otherwise be is excluded, is denied. So for example, if emotions are contained within their source, within Seichel, then we would say that the emotions will not act like emotions, will not behave like emotions. Because as long as they're in Seichel, they will behave like Seichel. Or the example, if it's a useful example, of a fetus, at some point it is a part of the mother, at another point it becomes an independent being. So as long as it's absorbed in its source, it doesn't have its own properties, it has the properties of the source. So what we're saying is that while the emotion is in Seichel, it doesn't have the properties. We exclude or preclude the properties of emotions from the emotion when it is absorbed in its source. So that the rays of the sun, when it's in the sun, doesn't have what it would have and what it has when it comes out of the sun. So that's what's called bittul. The ray of the sun is bittul in the sun, bittul meaning it doesn't have its own properties. Those properties that it necessarily has and rightfully has when it goes out of the source, when it leaves its source. But here we're saying that the properties of light and the properties of luminary are so similar that they are united, not that one brings a bittul in the other. So the relationship between the mo'ed and the eid is a much closer relationship than the cause and effect. So sometimes the sun and its light is used as an example for cause and effect, and the effect is bottle in the cause. But here the Alter Rebbe is emphasizing that it's a luminary and light, and that relationship is one of yichud and not of bittul. A practical example would be that the world, the Gashmi, is bottle in its source. And that's why Kol Maaseh L'Shem Shamayim, that a person, when he eats or does business, shouldn't intend the eating or the business. That should be precluded and excluded. That's the bittul. The bittul removes the lower condition in the presence of the higher condition. So to eat for its own sake would be wrong. Whereas doing a mitzvah, for example, and buying a pair of tefillin or an esrog, here you're not removing the tefillin and saying that the tefillin themselves really have to be moved aside and you have to see past them to something higher. On the contrary, the tefillin is one with God. Here there's a yichud, not a bittul. Let's continue in the text. The last line on page 330. And when the light is in the source, in the sun itself, the light is connected with the mo'ed even when it leaves the mo'ed, because its whole function and its whole purpose is to reveal the mo'ed and not draw attention to itself. So that when it's in the mo'ed, when it's in the sun itself, not only doesn't it become bottle, but it becomes more united with the mo'ed. Whereas in the case of bittul, when the effect is outside of its cause, then it has its own existence and draws attention to itself. When it's within the mo'ed, then it loses itself and becomes bottle. Here, when it is in the sun, in that aspect of the sun that is whose function it is to illuminate, to give light, then the light, when it is within the luminary, is even more united, not more nullified. Ki ein sham rak etzem echod shehu guf hamoed hameir, because there's a total oneness in that there are no two things to describe. The two have become one. כי הזיו האש שם עצם אחד ממש עם גוף המואר המאיר. Because in the sun itself, the light of the sun, the illumination and the luminary are completely one. Ve'ein lo shum metzius klal b'fnei atzmei, and it has no existence of its own. Whereas when it comes out of the sun, even though it's still joined and united with the sun, the purpose of light is to reveal its luminary. But at least there you can talk of two things, of light and luminary. So it does have some existence of its own. Whereas while it's in the sun, there they are completely united. Similarly, and even more so, hein mideis of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same is true with God's attributes, His will and His wisdom, as they are in Atzilus. They are completely one with God Himself, who is clothed within them, and joins with them with a complete oneness. Since they come from Him, they emanate from Him, as in the comparison of the light that comes from the sun, it is not created by the sun, but it emanates from the sun. It is an expansion, an extension of the sun. But rather, it is removed and beyond our understanding, because His ways are higher than our ways. So that ultimately, although we're giving a mashal as an attempt to make it understandable, but the mashal is not complete. Because when we say that the sun, the luminary aspect of the sun, and the light of the sun are united, then it's a true oneness, it's a true union, because it is in fact the purpose of the sun to illuminate. But with God, we're saying two opposites at the same time. On the one hand, we're saying that He is as united with His attributes as is the sun with its light. But on the other hand, we say that God is infinitely removed and much, much higher than any aspect of these attributes. By the sun, we don't say that. We don't say that the sun is infinitely higher than its light, and yet it is united with the light. So even after the explanation, the subject remains basically a matter of faith, because it is beyond comprehending how these two things can be. He is infinitely removed from the attribute, and yet, by choice, becomes united and one with the attribute. In the Hayem Yom, for the fourth day of Tammuz, for Dalet Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Chosid Echad, a Talmud Echad, Kasha Neisen Libei Daite V'Nafshi Al HaTeira V'Chizuka, when a Chosid, or a Talmud, devotes himself heart and soul to Torah and to the strengthening of Torah, he can bring about wonderful effects in a large city, in all the affairs of the city, and he will succeed in a miraculous degree, because it is b'schus avei sa'ilam. It is in the merit of the fathers of the world, our ancestors.